Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Once again, I am calling you from my home. You know, following last week's broadcast and my phone call last week, the executive producer of Senior Radio Buffalo, Joe Donesco, told me that there was an overwhelming response that we received from our Senior Radio Buffalo community. All of those positive comments made me feel incredible. So please stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo, where I hope I can make you feel incredible.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a partly sunny day for today in the wake of any lingering showers early on. The high 77 this afternoon, so not too bad later today for outdoor activities. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 62. However, as we head into tomorrow, Monday, we'll have to keep an eye to the sky. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon with more clouds, high 79. Partly sunny, 78. Monday, again, a chance of a thunderstorm, especially across the southern tier. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm Bill Degger.
It's currently 59 degrees with cloudy conditions in Buffalo. The only way you can take WBEN with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Donesco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. It is a Memorial Day weekend. It is the Saturday before, and we are so happy to be with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We hope everybody is doing well out there, staying safe, staying a little bit isolated. I know it's kind of tough for this weekend. Maybe you're going to have a small family get together, but let's hope that everybody is appreciating the social distancing and just make sure that you're keeping yourself safe, whether that's a mask or gloves or certainly anything like that on the outside, okay? Because we want to continue phase one. We want to continue opening up Western New York. There's no doubt about that. But in the meantime, boy, we've got some great guests on today's show and some great information as well for veterans as well as our general public and certainly our seniors, because the companies that we're speaking with today are very special. They care about you, and that's why they're on this show, okay? And we'll be talking about how they basically have been conducting business this whole time, so you haven't been without them. Case in point, we've got Greg Brad and Brian Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm, who has been very diligently working this whole time. As a matter of fact, the Stamm Law Firm has been helping families in Western New York for 5 decades with their legal matters. They handle estate planning, Medicaid, asset protection, personal injuries from car accidents or slips and falls. They counsel businesses and do business planning. And their motto always is, let our family help your family. So good morning, guys, and welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo again. How are you?
Good, Linda. How are you?
I am doing great, thank you. I am doing great. I think as the weather gets a little better, I can actually do more on the outside and stay safe at the same time. Hey, Greg, listen, you're with us. Can you share with us the calls you've been receiving about your senior clients since the stay-at-home order went into effect?
Oh, Linda, it's been a little bit of everything. Some very sad things, of course. Some people have lost elderly loved ones. Others have called me because they're very concerned about loved ones who they can't visit with right now. And they are very worried about what will happen and when they can get back in to see them. Then, of course, I get the calls from the families who are, for the first time, being more aware of what's going on in their own mortality. And people are starting to want to get their plans in place. So it's amazing. I've been on the phone from home. The only bad news is everybody now has a cell phone. So I'll probably have to worry about that later. But I get a lot of calls from families just wanting to know, what can we do now? What can we do as soon as this is over? And how will my family be? And plus, I've gotten some Medicaid calls, you know, people who are worried. They're paying for assisted living, and now the loved one is in a rehab unit. And where do I go next? So it's a whole variety of things.
Well, that's interesting because, Brad, if you're there, you know, perhaps a lot of people are thinking more about their planning documents, like a will or a healthcare proxy, given what's happening in our community. So what message might you have for them?
Well, thank you, Linda. That's a great question. And similar to what my dad was saying, we're getting a lot of calls from people that want to talk through these issues. Now, whether it be the situation in the community, which of course it is, or whether they just have more time on their hand because they've been at home for so long and they're finally getting to the to-do list, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things that really need to happen. And I'm very glad that many people are taking this opportunity to contact us, which they should, to get these things done. Because as we have our message out there, the basic three, for example, which is the will, healthcare proxy, and power of attorney, everybody, no matter the size of your quote-unquote estate, no matter your age or place in life, you should have these documents in place for you, to protect you. And now that we have this, you know, virus scare throughout the community, it becomes even more important for people to have the legal protection. You know, people have insurance, people have other things that they protect. You need to have legal protection. So I my message to everybody would, call us.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful conversation, whether it be me, my dad, my brother. We'll have a great talk. We'll go through your issues. We'll answer your questions, keep you calm, make sure that if you do have issues, we can address them. And we go through and we plan your documents. And I tell you, people will feel so much better.
You know, Brad, I think you said it really, you really hit the nail on the head when you said it's legal protection for you. You do that for yourself so that what you want to happen in the future happens and you can be assured of that. And I think the coronavirus pandemic made us all very acutely aware of our own mortality and how sometimes that can be our opportunity for a choice can be taken away from us very quickly. But here, you know, everything is legally done. So think about it like that, that it's legal protection for you.
Yeah, and like you said, Linda, and it lasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you don't just come in and then 3 weeks later it's irrelevant or it's moot and you got to redo it. These are documents you put in place to literally protect you. Kind of think of it as like an umbrella, right? The basic three is that umbrella that really protects you in all facets: healthcare, financial, and of course your will. You know, unfortunately, if you were to pass away.
Mm-hmm. And again, once again, we want everybody to know the Stem Law Firm has been helping families in Western New York for 5 decades. They know Western New York. They will understand you. And they're able to speak with you, whether it's on a Zoom call or basically a phone call with kind of a conversation with everybody. in a conference room. Their number is 631-5767, 631-5767, or do visit their website, stamlaw.com. And guys, how has that been going, speaking to people on those types of calls?
Well, Linda, it's Brian, Linda.
Hey, Brian.
You know, right now it's been fine. You know, that's what we have to do. You know, we're non an essential business according to the governor, so our doors are closed. But Brad and my father and I and our staff are doing the best we can to talk to people on the phone or email or Zoom, and we can Skype. But you always like to have that in person conversation, mm-hmm. You can meet eye to eye and really get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Concerns, which everybody does right now, like my father said, us on the phone, and we can get documents done at our homes. Like, we have computers, we have laptops.
You know what, Brian? You are dropping out. Maybe you can just get a little closer to the phone or to the device so we can make sure we hear all of your sentence.
You're right.
Okay, still not hearing Brian, but absolutely. Of course, everybody would love to be working in person, but the whole thing is you can work for people legally, even in this situation. You can get those documents done for them, and you can move forward. And I have to think that this time home, this time with family, has given people a lot of opportunity to think about their estate, to think about what they would like to be protected financially with their will, with their, you know, power of attorney, things like that, and the basic three that everyone should have. Let's talk to Greg or Brad about that again. Let's just talk about and run through the basic three that people who are listening our senior radio show today should have.
Go ahead, Brad.
I was going to say, Dad, you go ahead. Come on.
All right. Well, the basic three, in fact, I just had a call this morning, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Basic three is your will, which is going to matter if you want to make sure everything goes to the people. Vitally important, because if you're laid up, you need someone to do your banking for you, someone to be talking to Social Security, insurance companies, and it really is a helpful document when someone is not able to communicate, maybe because they're in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the healthcare proxy is vitally important when the doctor wants to know who can make decisions about your health. Should you have this operation? Should we continue life support? Things like that. Critically important documents. And not just during the period, but always.
And I think we're always thinking, maybe egotistically, that we'll always be able to give people that information ourselves. But as we have seen with something like the pandemic virus, we can be talking to each other today, and both of us could be in the hospital next week. Not to say that that's going to happen, but if that were to happen and you were to lose your power to be able to communicate with your doctor, you now have a healthcare proxy that's in place where you don't have to worry about things like that. I would imagine your clients sleep a lot better at night.
They do. It really is very comforting for them to know that someone is there who can act, someone that they trust and love and care about who can act on their behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, guys, this has been great. We want to give everybody your information again. The Stam Law Firm is there for you, 631-5767. You'll be speaking not only with Greg, Brad, and or Brian. They have a litany of wonderful attorneys that specialize in different things, and each one of them think about your family like they think about their own, and that's their motto, let our family help your family. Thanks, guys. We want people to know that they can continue to contact the website at stamlaw.com, or once again, call the office because they will get a phone call back at 631-5767. Hey, everybody. Because it is Memorial Day coming up, we want you to know that the VA Western New York Healthcare System asks that veterans use its online resources for routine or non-urgent mental health care and questions that will help protect veterans from contracting COVID-19 while enabling providers to focus on care for those with the most acute needs. That means you can still make a telephone or video appointment. You can still have your prescriptions refilled. And by all means, mental health information and resources there for you, and text message reminders That is all there. Listen, May is Mental Health Awareness Month for our VAs. So if you would like to contact them, contact the Regional Mental Health Clinic at 862-3117. All right, the lovely people who bring Senior Radio Buffalo to you care about you. That's why they're on the air with us every single week, talking to us about what they can do with you. Andrew's Estate Service, perfect example. Another local business that's been serving Buffalo since 1986. This is the family you call if you find that you now want to downsize. You may have to get some help when it comes to reducing an estate. There may have been someone in your family who was living alone, passed away, and now that estate is your responsibility. What are you going to do to reduce it? This is what they do. And they're personally involved and on site every step of the way. They deliver what they promise. They solve your problems. They can help you. 873-7440. There isn't a situation that they haven't seen before. They have worked with the houses that had contained hoarders. They can do all that for you, and they can relieve you of that stress. And they can help resell items, giving you good market value for what is still valuable. So visit AndrewsEstateService.com today, all right? Because they are the one company that can help you get through that. We also want to thank Independent Health. Those red shirts are awesome. They cover all laboratory testing and services related to the diagnosis of COVID-19 with no member cost share. Independent Health will provide members with pharmacy benefits who need their medications, including medication alternatives and early refills. Those folks are there for you. You can contact them at 631-3001 or visit independenthealth.com. Hey, I'm Linda Pellegrino, everyone, and we love being here on Senior Radio at Radio 930 WBEN. And we want to let you know that Senior Radio Buffalo has become the number one resource for active senior and caregivers all over Western New York. And we thank you for that. If you like the show, you'd like to be on it with us, please message us on seniorradiobuffalo.com or call our wonderful Linda line at 716-324-5222. That's a line where we can record your messages about the show, your questions. And again, if you'd like to be a bigger part of the show, we would love to have you. Again, visit seniorradiobuffalo.com or call our Linda line at 716-324-5222. And we also want to mention Colette Tours. This would have been the wonderful tour agency that was taking us to Europe in October. That trip is still on standby. We may rebook that trip for October 21 due to COVID-19. And let me tell you, folks, that was their idea. That's because they're a very responsible travel agency. Colette is the third-generation family-owned company, and they consider everyone who travels with them to be their personal guest. So worry-free traveling with all the details taken care of. All you need to do is pack your bags and enjoy the savings. They do have trips that you can still book, whether they are domestic or international, or go with us. By all means, you can always find out where we're going to go next or what we're planning to do next at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Contact Colette directly. You can do that too at 877-262-4489. Sometimes if you go to their website, gocolette.com, you can see some beautiful pictures of trips they have taken around the world. And sometimes, you know, we've all been so housebound lately. It's just awesome to see those pictures of the tropics and of Europe and of wonderful, wonderful places. So once again, our Treasures of Europe tour coming up in October is on standby right now, but Colette is still there for you. 877-262-4489.
All of me. Why not take all of me?
Yes, take all of us. We love it. We're here on Senior Radio for you folks, and we're only here until 12 today because we will not be having a message from the governor. So we're gonna take it straight through. And that's wonderful because that means we get to continue our conversation with people who are working today to help you. And that includes Suzanne DeFossis Gilliam. She is the owner of Touching Hearts at Home, our sponsor for the wonderful Linda line. So good morning, Suzanne. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to touch base with you every week, Suzanne, because more and more people are coming to you to get the help they need for a loved one. Now, we did get some questions, Suzanne, so I'm going to jump right in and get those questions answered if that's okay with you, all right?
That sounds fantastic.
Beautiful. Now, Jill from Orchard Park asks, does Touching Hearts come out to the South Towns? And what is the minimum amount of hours you will contract for? And what kind of precautions is Touching Hearts taking coming out of the pandemic in regard to in-home senior care?
Well, Jill, we do go out to the South Towns. The minimum is 6 hours per week. It can be taken in 2 3-hour segments or in 1 6-hour segment. We do not have contracts. So everyone who signs up for Touching Hearts, you're not held to a contract. You're held to an agreement. I just don't believe in contracts, especially taking care of the elderly when things change so much. And what we're doing with as far as precautions is that very early on, when we found out that COVID was going to be coming and hitting, I ordered masks. I ordered gloves. We have hand sanitizer and everything in gloves for people's homes. So when they go in, our girls are wearing masks and they have disinfectant wipes that are medical grade, so they can make sure that everything is sterilized and disinfected, and that the senior is healthy and happy and safe in their own home.
That makes a lot of sense. And Suzanne, have you been contacted by a lot of people during the pandemic asking you to come in and help?
We have been contacted a lot. People are hesitant because we really don't know about, you know, the novel coronavirus is novel for a reason. So there's a lot of people that are just asking questions. And when they all need to go back to work and as the phases keep going, they're talking to us, so they have the information. And we are absolutely happy to take anyone's questions, even if it's about what will happen in the future, because we're very flexible. So if somebody thinks they're going back in a month and it turns out to be 2 months, that's fine. Or if it turns out to be 2 weeks, that's fine. So we're really very flexible as far as what people's situations are, because right now we don't know. I mean, things are out there, but, you know, nothing's in stone until it's in stone. And nowadays, it's not really in stone. It's in kind of sand. So we really stay very, very flexible for people so that they can get caregiving services when they need them.
Right. And, you know, not all businesses like yours are created evil. Are all created equal, Suzanne. So I think that your company just goes above and beyond. You really care. I'm so glad you have the word hearts in your title, because it really does make a difference. You, again, and your caregivers seem to treat everyone like family. Now, listen to this question from Jennifer from Williamsville. She asks, my dad passed away a year and a half ago, and I think this was supposed to be my mom passed away a year and a half ago, okay? And my dad is reluctant to have anyone come into the house. But I think if there was a male caregiver to bond with, he would be more open-minded. Does Touching Hearts at Home have any male caregivers on staff? Great question.
We do. I wish we had more. But it's very hard because primarily a lot of our elders, either male or female, see that caregiver role as being a female doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's very hard to keep a male caregiver because there's not a lot of call for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an individual thing, but we can be on the lookout for your dad. There'd be many reasons why a child might think that a parent might want a male caregiver, but they really want a female caregiver. When we come in and do an assessment, is that we figure out whether that male caregiver would be a good match, or whether they really are have that view of a caregiver as female and they wouldn't want a male caregiver taking care of them. So we always do an assessment to make sure that we're putting in exactly what that person needs, So if that, if a male caregiver is who it is, that's who we will source for your dad and have them come in and get go through all of our screenings to make sure that they are you know, that they hit the expectations of Touching Hearts at Home for all of our caregivers.
All right. This is Suzanne DeFossis-Gilliam, who is the owner of Touching Hearts at Home. Let me give you her information. The office number is 898-8566 and the website touchinghearts.com. Now, Suzanne, Ann in Snyder asks, my mom lives in a senior independent living apartment complex and could use some help with basic hygiene, cooking, and basic day-to-day functions. How can Touching Hearts help?
Well, that's really our place. You know, she's describing what we do best, and what we do is non-medical home care, which means we can give cues for basic hygiene, make sure they brush their teeth, we can make sure they brush their hair, take their medications, eat well, because one of the big things and how they end up in hospitals is lack of eating and taking their medications on time. And then the basic day-to-day functions. As we get older, we get tireder and our resources are not as good as they used to be. So if somebody has somebody take care of their laundry and take care of their cooking and those, you know, basic day-to-day functions, they have more energy to do the things that they really enjoy doing, such as painting or listening to music or, you know, the things that we consider relaxing and fun. So to have those basic day-to-day functions taken care of for them means that they can do the things that they love to do.
Now, Suzanne, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to get this question in. Mary Ann from West Falls asks, she finds herself at home with time on her hands. What is the procedure for becoming a caregiver for Touching Hearts at Home?
Yes, we are always looking for people who have been a caregiver for somebody. And now she's been a caregiver for her mom and her aunt for the past 3 years. So that's somebody that we would really love, or that type of person. You don't have to have, you have to have some background to work for us, which means even if you went and sat with your grandmother, but this Mary Ann, she's been really entrenched in it, and she obviously has a heart for it.
Mm-hmm.
So what she needs to do is go on to www.touchingheartswny.com, and it'll say become a caregiver. She needs to click on that link, and there'll be an assessment test, and then she'll, it's not a test, it's just an assessment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an assessment, and then she'll fill out an application that comes through to us, be giving her a call and making and doing a phone interview, and then after that.
Yeah, your phone call is dropping out as well, Suzanne, but I do want to let people know what Suzanne recommends is that if you're interested in becoming a Touching Hearts caregiver, do get onto the website touchinghearts.com, and when you do, there is a little column there. If you're interested, and by all means, there's a bit of an assessment there, and they'll come and talk with you actually in person. And you may also give them a call anytime on their office phone at 898-8566. Hey, I'm Linda Pellegrino. Everybody, you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. We're looking for a high today of about 77. Partly sunny with the thundershowers to start to move through. Maybe the possibility of a thundershower tomorrow. But we'll get the full forecast coming up with Radio 930 WBEN News.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. The state and county are trending in the right direction. As of Wednesday, there were 178 hospitalizations in the county, down from 186 on Tuesday. Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein.
This is an all-time low for, well, not an all-time low, but the biggest low we've had in quite a while in Erie County in our hospitals.
Governor Cuomo has given New Yorkers an unexpected reprieve from cabin fever by easing the state's ban on gatherings in time for Memorial Day weekend, allowing groups of 10 or fewer as long as safe social distancing remains. A major abrupt announcement by President Trump yesterday, saying houses of worship across the country must be deemed as essential services. Trump says if governors don't abide by his request, he will override them, though it's unclear what authority he has to do so. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Are we
back in the air again? Oh, all right. Hi! This is Mr. Fitness, and as we promised earlier, we're going to talk about you feeling incredible.
Dad, oh, man. Okay, I'm trying to upload your video to the Erie County NY YouTube page, right? But the computer, it's totally frozen. I hate to say it, but I think your computer has a virus.
Okay, okay, Richie. Just calm down, run the antivirus program, and then reboot the computer.
Okay, okay. I'll give it a try.
Okay, I'm sure everything will be fine. You know, which reminds me that for years I've been saying that our brain is just like a computer. They both function on the way they are programmed. Just think about it. When your computer starts running slow, what do? That's right, you delete all the garbage, all the bad files, all the unnecessary information that are overloading your computer. That goes for your brain as well. I think a quote from the Bible sums it up perfectly. For as a man thinketh in his heart, therefore he is. Think about it. Our thoughts, your thoughts, determine our actions and the way we feel about life in general. Just like on your computer, we all need to delete the garbage from our brains. You know, delete the negative thoughts that slow us down. I would go so far to say that negative thoughts are like a computer virus that we need to stop in its tracks. Are you experiencing negative thoughts? Well, remember, you...
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Have the power to stop them. The second a negative thought tries to infect you, reboot your brain and delete the garbage immediately.
Dad, you were right. The computer works incredible now.
That's great. Reminding everybody something my mother used to tell me. It's always darkest before the dawn. This is Mr. Fitness reminding you to stay safe and stay fit.
What you wanna do? I can't just wait any longer. Be mine.
Ah, thank you, Mr. Fitness. Who is more upbeat than Richard Derwald? He's the best, and we love having him on Senior Radio Buffalo. He really epitomizes who we are and what we want to be on this show. So we love him. Thanks so much, Richard. Can't wait till we start working in person again. We're here on WBEN Radio 930. I'm Linda Pellegrino. And as you just heard Brandon say, we're looking for a high of about 77 for today. And I consider that just about the most perfect temperature. So we'll enjoy that when it comes. Listen, I'm going to read you a little something because our next guest is attorney Lindy Korn. And what we have to continue continue guarding against workplace harassment, even in a pandemic. Now, the pandemic may have elevated safety, staffing, and other immediate concerns above harassment, but harassers haven't changed their ways, and governments haven't freed businesses from their obligation to shield workers from mistreatment based on their sex, race, and other protected characteristics. Supervisors are still hitting on subordinates in workplaces that have remained open, and bigots are making their race-based jibes over email or Zoom, where employers have moved operations online. This new normal has likewise changed how employers should probe complaints, according to attorneys who advise employers on harassment. Just because we're in a kind of a different environment right now, where a lot of people are under safer at home or stay at home orders, doesn't mean they should avoid investigations, said, quoting Stephen Rotter, an attorney with Management Side Employment Boutique, the Workplace Council. All the pieces are in place. for employers to continue to do investigations. And with that, we're going to speak with the First Lady when it comes to knowing and helping people with discrimination cases, Lindy Korn, who's with us, the owner and founder of the Law Offices of Lindy Korn. Hey, Lindy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We're continuing on with this article last week. And also, we want to remind people that human resources can also help a person be a success or failure with the organization. That's a very important department.
Yeah, so I think that's a very good place to start because, you know, in this period of COVID and reopening and everything that happened before, you know, I respect and have gotten to know best practices over the years, not only through the law, but in actual practice that human resource departments follow. And when there's a human resource person who is easily accessible and who acts, you know, let's just say effective and quick response to an employee's complaint of discrimination, it makes all the difference in the world because, believe it or not, complaining about discrimination is really complicated and very difficult. So I was just speaking to someone recently this week, and they were talking about a disability, a lack of an accommodation issue. And I said, well, did you go to human resources? Did you talk to them? Did you complain? And they said, there is no human resource in my company.
Wow.
Now, obviously, that is not common.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen. And there also are human resource departments that are outsourced. But the most important thing is that an employee know how to get a hold of that person or that department and that they can do it from the comfort and safety of outside of work or now remotely from home. Many good practice, best practices have 800 numbers that you can call and complain to, and then it goes directly to that company's human resource department, and they promise to get back to you within 24 hours. So, I mean, there are a lot of great human resource practices, but it has to be something that the employees know about, and they have to feel that, you know, that there will be a response that will be fair and that they will be heard. And how does that happen? By experience. They're going to know another coworker who complains, and how they were treated will either support or deter someone from complaining. And of course, if an employer doesn't know, they can't do anything to prevent. But again, complaining is a very complex act. It takes courage, someone's job. People fear retaliation. They fear they will not be believed. It's really difficult.
Lindy, let me ask this question. Not all HR departments are created equal. Should you be prepared to write down when you spoke to this person and what was discussed in case you need that later on?
Well, the point is, first of all, a documentation. I always tell people who call me, you know, in real estate, it's always location, location,
right.
Location. Well, in plaintiff's discrimination, it's documentation, documentation, documentation. So the point is that when you're in the midst of being discriminated against, that's the last thing you feel like doing. And a lot of people are afraid. And so they keep things verbal and they don't send an email or a text or, you know, and so there is no record. And that really does hurt because a good human resource department is going to want to see the emails. They're going to want to see whatever evidence it is you have because they have to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps the company and it helps the would-be plaintiff to resolve things if they have documentation. And, you know, I often tell people if there's a conversation in the hallway and, you know, it's very disturbing, whether it's a sexual harassment or some comments on a racial piece, and, you know, it was all verbal, you can go back to your to your computer and say, you know, I was just in the hallway. I want to reframe this conversation and write it down and send it to Human Resources.
Absolutely. And we also want to make sure everybody understands that not all these cases are destined to go to court. Mediation is a wonderful way to get things straightened out, Lindy, and you can help people with that.
Yes, I must tell you, I am a mediator, and I also take my clients to mediation, especially with the courts. You know, for instance, in federal court, if a case is recently filed, it could take 5 years to get to the other end of it, because of the backlog and because of there are a lot of stages. And time, as we all know, especially in this pandemic, time is perhaps the most valued item that we all have in our lives. So mediation can be immediate, and it can give you things even a court cannot. But I wanted to tell you that I participated in my first Zoom mediation.
Ooh.
And as mediators, we are doing Zoom mediations. And I must tell you, though, as a participant with my client, I had a few reservations. It was fabulous.
Ooh.
It was in some ways even better than being in the same room, which can cause a lot of anxiety because you're sitting across the table from people that you brought a complaint against and who you believe harmed you in some way. So when you're still facing them, but you're in the gallery, you're facing them remotely, and you're still listening and talking, but there's a degree of remote safety that actually I think works to people's advantage. And then you can be separated into different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, at one point during the mediation, the mediator asked to speak to the attorneys separately with the party's permission. And so the lawyers were put into another room, and it all worked seamlessly, and it was really productive, and that case did settle.
You know what, Lindy? I think with the genie out of the bottle, I think you'll still continue to see more of that. Rather than everything in person, because like you say, there is something about that in certain cases it works better. But I'm going to have to stop you here because our time is all too short. Lindy Korn is the owner and founder of the Law Offices of Lindy Korn. Please, life is too short to be miserable at work and to be working under someone who is discriminating or is causing you issue. Please give her office a call at 856-KORN with a K, 856-5676, 856-5676. Or log on to BuffaloDiscriminationAttorney.com. BuffaloDiscriminationAttorney.com. That's our Lindy Korn. And here on Senior Radio Buffalo, we really are so proud of the people who we can bring to you through this air, because we know that they're very special clients and they care about you. Andrew's Estate Service is one of those clients. We have had people call us saying they are a godsend because we would not have known what to do without Joe Sr., Joe Jr., and Amy. This is a local business that has been serving Buffalo since 1986, and what they will do is implement sustainable removal of household items and furniture by environmentally friendly methods. They are personally involved and on-site every step of the way. They will help you solve your problems when it comes to downsizing or moving from your big house. Now you want to go into perhaps a beautiful apartment. You've got a lot of stuff, and your kids and your family don't want the stuff. What are you going to do? Maybe it's been years. Maybe you live alone, and you haven't been up in the attic. You don't want to go down to the basement because you know it's packed full of stuff. This is what they can help you with, and they can help you make that move. So please contact them today at 873-7440. And visit AndrewsEstateService.com. And please always know that Joe Sr., Joe Jr., and Amy are on with us on Senior Radio Buffalo all the time. And a lot of people send questions to our Linda line. That's 324-5222. And you can too, asking about some of the things that they do. And everybody is so happy to have made their acquaintance and to be treated like family, because that's what Andrew's Estate Service does. Nobody does it like them. And Independent Health, well, you could say nobody does it like them either. They cover all laboratory testing and services related to the diagnosis of COVID-19 with no member cost share. Independent Health will provide members with pharmacy benefits who need their medications, including medication alternatives and early refills. You can call the Red Shirts at 631-3001 or visit independenthealth.com. And once again, we want you to understand that Senior Radio Buffalo is just so happy to be with you. And you know what? Apparently, you're happy we're here because we've become the number one resource for active senior and caregivers all over Western New York. We're a mighty group, folks, and we're getting bigger every day. If you like the show, you would like to be on the show, you have a business that maybe has changed since we started talking, and you would like to get that message out, please message us through seniorradiobuffalo.com, or you can call my Linda line at 716-324-5222, and I promise someone will be getting back to you. And let us know what you'd like to do on this show, if you'd like to talk about your business. And let me tell you, we work with very special businesses, businesses that have heart and care about our seniors here in Western New York. So again, we're seniorradiobuffalo.com. We're here working for you. Please call the Linda line at 716-324-5222. Hey, we just like to hear from you. So by all means, stay in touch. And we want to thank our wonderful partners at Colette Tours. Now, right now, a lot of trips, very much up in jeopardy just because of the COVID virus. But we will tell you one thing. Colette Tours will be there when this is all over. Colette is the third generation family-owned tour company. We wouldn't consider working with anyone else because they consider everyone who travels with them to be their personal guests. As a matter of fact, our Treasures of Europe tour coming up in October is on standby because Colette is concerned about the COVID virus. We may rebook for October 2021 due to that virus. And again, that's because they care about us. We didn't have to go to them and say, hey, we're concerned about this. They came to us and said, listen, folks, we may have to postpone that trip because we want to make sure everything that we promise you is going to be there when we finally get on the coach, get on the plane, and get to the hotels that we need to go. So that's why we love them. You can contact Colette at 877-262-4489 or visit gocolette.com. I love that. Well, thank you for that introduction. Love that. Linda Pellegrino with you here on SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Here on News Talk 930 WBEN. It's about us. We're looking for a high of about 77 degrees today under partly sunny skies. And lovely, lovely weather starting to turn out for Memorial Day weekend. And I will tell you, no matter where you go in the country, especially from the eastern half to where we are, a lot of rain everywhere else. So any kind of rain-free hours we get anytime this weekend will be a lot better than what they're getting even down in Florida along the coast and all up through the middle Atlantic states. So we'll take what we're going to get, all right? And what we're looking for today is partly sunny skies with tomorrow a high of 79 with, again, just a chance of a passing thundershower. Shouldn't be enough to rain out the charcoal briquettes out on your patio, okay? Listen, Garden Walk Buffalo will not be the two-day walking tour that has attracted some 65,000 people in past years. Instead, the event will present itself in a different way throughout July. The Gardens Buffalo Niagara Board announced a new month-long online experience, Buffalo Garden Views, sharing in July. And that will allow people to visit gardens virtually starting July 1st. And of course, this is in response to current national and local social distancing restrictions amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. So if you loved touring those gardens, you still can. All right? That's right. The Garden Walk is still going on virtually. It's about 11 and a half minutes before 12 o'clock, and we still understand as people are aging into Medicare, they need to talk to people who make sense for them and can help and research their options and make sure you are enrolled into the correct plan. There is no better group out there to help you with this than the Clarity Group. And we're happy to have Vice President Karen Olson on the line with us to tell us more. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Really well. Really good. Thank you. And I can imagine, we're not stopping through the pandemic situation, but there are people every day now opting in and getting old enough for their Medicare experience, and they need people like you. And luckily for us, you're there for them.
Yes, Linda, thank you. Yeah, Clarity Group is, you know, we're a women-owned business. We've been in the Medicare industry for many, many years. We offer professional, no-cost services. We review, help folks review their Medicare plan options. We educate them on Medicare. And Linda, this is all we do. So this is what we specialize in.
And you are there 365. There's an awful lot of Medicare temporary offices that open when we get close to enrollment and then they close again. And you're saying to yourself, gee, who signed me up for this? Clarity Group has had different locations around Western New York. You're there all the time in case changes come up. People want to know once again what their options are. You're there for them. You will get to know them and people will consider you part of their personal team.
That's right. So folks will call us when they're getting close to turning 65 or if they're leaving an employer plan and need to find a Medicare plan. They can certainly give us a call and we'll schedule a personal appointment. It'll either be a virtual appointment under the certain circumstances, or we can schedule an in-person appointment at our location at 4976 Transit Road. We offer, we've kind of limited it to our front conference room area. We keep our social distancing, and that way the folks can see and touch and feel all the products and booklets and information, you know, right with us, and we can answer their questions at an appointment.
Karen Olson is the vice president of the Clarity Group. Let me give you their number. It is 393-3437, 393-3437. Website is claritygroupny.com. And Karen, you, as our last guest has been talking about, you're running Zoom virtual and one-on-one personal office appointments, and that's going pretty well for you.
Yes, it is. We're going to actually be ramping it up over the next week or two because we've had a lot of interest in that. Actually, a lot of interest from employer groups who have their employees that are, you know, turning 65 and need to get educated on Medicare. But, yeah, one-on-ones, we're scheduling those. Our agents are trained and ready and able to do that. So we do the Medicare 101 education, and we'll do the Medicare plan research appointment with them as well, where we're able to share our screen and show them the different plans that are available and help them through the enrollment process. And there's no extra charge. There's no charge at all for our services. Mm-mm. Our services are always complimentary. And, you know, we've said this before, but, you know, we're a very professional women-owned business, and we represent a lot of the local and national carriers. So we're able to show them a lot of products out there.
And we have talked about this many times in the past, but we have new listeners all the time, Karen. And what we have learned is that you don't always have to have, certainly not at all, as a matter of fact, the same plan as, let's say, your spouse. You have totally different needs, and it does not have to be, well, my husband has this, so I guess I'll get this. Or I heard that my neighbor has this, so I think maybe I'll just go with that. Everybody is unique. And let's say you'd like to travel a little bit and you want to head down to Florida. That might mean a different plan for you. And those are all of the plans, local and national carriers, that you folks can help people with and explore those opportunities.
Well, that's really correct, Linda. So Medicare looks at each individual separately because we all have our different health needs and, you know, different ideas that we want our plan to work for us. And then a lot of folks right now are retiring or maybe they're going to be leaving their employer group coverage and they're kind of, you know, up on the fence if they should continue on maybe with COBRA or get a Medicare plan. So we help them sort through all their options, including, you know, if they want to stay on, you know, as COBRA. So we're able to look at all those options for them.
And as you said, this is a no-cost complimentary service because no matter what carrier your client chooses, you get compensated from that carrier. So I want to let people know you will never part with your money at the Clarity Group.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And a lot of folks don't realize.
No.
They think if they call a 1-800 number, you know, it's going to be a free ride there. But we offer the same complimentary services, but with a more personal, local touch.
Absolutely. And you know what? When you work with somebody What should they bring in, Karen? Should they be bringing in their list of wants, maybe their list of prescriptions? Maybe they want to get involved, let's say, with a gym. Things like that that are of high concern to them.
Yeah, it's really important for us to understand how they want a plan to work for them, who their doctors are or what groups they go to, because very often the medical groups, they won't accept all the same plans from group to group. And sometimes they can even opt out of a plan year after year. So we like to have an updated list of their providers and the most important, you know, hospitals that they're interested in, and even a list of their prescriptions, because we'll do an analysis, a cost analysis for their prescriptions as well.
Absolutely. And I know that when it comes time for me to make this Medicare choice, whether I'm speaking with you or to any of your wonderful coworkers there, because they're all terrific, Lisa, and all of the people that you have, you're all so educated in this. This is complicated stuff, folks. You can't go this alone. And if you make a decision about Medicare in about 10 minutes, you're doing yourself an injustice because you haven't heard all the information that's out there.
That's right. And, you know, we have a lot, because we've been in the business for so many years, we have relationships with the local service, you know, the Erie County Senior Services and New York State Epic. We have contacts with them. And as we meet and talk with a consumer or a potential client, we get to know them a little bit better, and we can identify, you know, if they might qualify for a special enrollment period or low-income subsidy. So we use our contacts and our information and our knowledge over the years to help, you know, a client choose the right plan.
And you know, Karen, I do want to say this. I'm seeing an awful lot of Joe Namath lately, and I think it's terribly misleading for a lot of people, because you get a spokesperson like that who wants you to call a 1-800 number and, you know, almost promising the world to you. And as we both know, the person who's calling may not be eligible for all of these things that this person is talking about. And here you are on the phone calling a 1-800 number, not even knowing where you're calling. And they really don't disclose who they really are and where they're located. And that is so opposite of what you folks are all about at the Clarity Group.
Yeah, when folks call that number, they don't realize they're just speaking to a licensed sales agent.
Mm-hmm.
And that agent could be anywhere in the country, not familiar with our plan, the local plans, or even the national plans that are offered in our area. And Linda, very often we get calls throughout the year where folks have called an 800 number and they didn't realize that, you know, they're on a recorded line. And if they just say, yes, I'm ready to enroll or I'm interested,
mm-hmm.
go through the enrollment process, and sometimes they don't even know it. So I've had that happen a couple times last year, where I've had to, you know, get the consumer back on the phone and get disenrolled because they were not enrolled in the right plan. So it can be confusing. And like I said, we're local. We have all the plan information here. We can sit down with you one-on-one, touch and feel all the products, go page by page and look at everything in a more personalized manner.
And then once you make a decision, Clarity Group can help people sign up, and you can feel good about the decisions that you make. Want to let everybody know that you're located at 4976 Transit Road in Depew, just north of Wegmans. McKinley Mall and Boulevard Mall locations will reopen, by the way, during Phase 2. So we're happy about that. But in the meantime, that doesn't mean that you're not doing business. You can accommodate everyone's needs for Medicare explanation and plan research and enrollment through Zoom, virtual, and one-on-one personal office appointments. And you know what? You can even hold these group events for businesses, right, Karen, with employees turning 65 soon.
Yes, we could arrange that with a local business if they have a group of folks that are getting close to turning 65 and they need help, you know, explaining Medicare and what their options might be. We can certainly get that set up, do a lunch and learn, do a group Zoom meeting. So whatever is convenient for that business, we're happy to do that. And we've done it many times.
And, you know, we just want to thank you, Karen, and the Clarity Group for being that wonderful agency for people to give them that information. I don't think anybody is more educated than the Western New York public who utilizes your services, because you folks are good at what you do. ClarityGroupNY.com, info at ClarityGroupNY.com. SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. And hey, folks, we'll be back next week.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.
On this Memorial Day weekend, a patchwork of reopenings across the country, the government issuing new guidelines for people heading out to enjoy the weekend safely. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Beachtown, Belmar, New Jersey.
The CDC has updated its...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.